Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
RE/MAX Concepts not only understands the real estate market, their highly skilled professionals are always on duty to ensure your home buying or selling experience is positive. The professionals at RE/MAX Concepts offer you ways to beat other home buyers into the home of your dreams through the Home Finder system. Get to what is hot now. Don't wait. Learn more at realestateconcepts.net. Realestateconcepts.net for home buying and selling. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. Realestateconcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys have clicked through to hear what's going on in the Metro and beyond as we talk with Laura Kennard. She's the person that knows where where all the bones are buried or something, right? What's going on?
And sometimes I am at the last minute uncovering new bones.
Which we just did, right?
We did.
Yeah.
So,
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, stuff going on in the Metro for business events, networking opportunities, and places to go pitch and see and dream and grow. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Well, and first of all, Entrefest crept right up on me, so I wasn't even thinking about that. Now, obviously, that's not a Des Moines area event, but it's
Cedar Rapids.
It's Cedar Rapids, and we were just going through the speaker lineup, and there's
lo and behold,
quite a few Des Moines and Iowa people that'll be there that are speakers, and then the chief officer for Adobe will be the keynote, I guess. So that's going to be Thursday and Friday. Going to point that out now because you might want to grab your tickets or make plans. You don't have to go to both days. You can kind of pick and choose. There's also opportunities to pitch there. So you can do, if you have a business and wanted to get on the pitch competition, or just go and be around other entrepreneurs and be inspired. Or they usually have a lot of breakouts and great workshops and things. So that is Thursday and Friday in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, Adore Your Walls is going to be there. Liz Liggett.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Adore Your Walls.
She's kind of making the rounds these days.
Both of the partners for Adore Your Walls will be there. That's an amazing little startup story. Bringing it back to Des Moines, tonight, if you are so inclined in the technology world, we haven't talked about anything with Des Moines Web Geeks here lately, but Des Moines Web Geeks will be meeting 6:30 p.m. tonight at Forge, which is Pillar Technologies office location on Locust next to the Des Moines Radio Group office. And they are going to be having IoT Challenge. Anyone know what IoT is? How about you, Michael? What's
I
IoT?
Have no idea what IoT is. So, out to lunch.
Capital I, little O, big T. Internet of Things.
Oh, Internet of Things.
Yes.
Oh.
So, I've been kind of following that trend for
One of these days, Internet of Things is going to rule the world. You know that, don't you?
Well, I've heard things like that they're even talking about sort of not just here's these things in your house, like that, you know, your refrigerator that connects to your phone and, you know, just all these things that you can do in your home now, but you know, now they're talking about smart cities, and your whole city is going to be, you know, connected to the internet. And if you don't look into how you connect your city into the internet with things, you'll probably get left behind by any millennials that want to live in your city. So there's a lot of initiatives around that. So my guess is with Des Moines Web Geeks is that they're talking about programming and how do you connect the physical world to the internet. So
Internet of Things.
Okay, so then that leads us to our Wednesday. Just got some typical stuff because we have 1 million cups back at the Science Center. It floated around a bit. And we also have something coming up that is of interest at the Iowa Center for Economic Development, which or Economic Success, which is over on University. And they're doing something a little special I want to mention.
Yeah.
It's the Aspirant Series, an entrepreneurial leadership event. And so what this is about is the Iowa Center is talking about how you can embrace entrepreneurship in your community, and also combining what does it mean to be an entrepreneurial leader. So this is a all-day, actually, event.
Really?
So, yeah.
How can you be an all-day entrepreneur event and still be an entrepreneur? You got stuff to do.
Right. Well, maybe you're aspiring and you're going to set the time aside. So, this leadership event is designed, it says, to provide you with the knowledge, hands-on application, relevant tools, and the necessary contacts and mentors to help you with your entrepreneurial venture. So, yep, all day.
Nice.
And also then, we have a monthly event that is through the Greater Des Moines Partnership. We were talking about this as well.
Yeah, this is Mike Caldwell's thing.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're confused.
Right.
So he's been doing these video podcasts mm-hmm. for a long time in mm-hmm. front of a live studio audience.
Right.
Yeah, and
you could come for lunch and watch it. And
but now we're doing it. Are we doing a video and a podcast?
Well, so maybe that's the key difference. Maybe they took it off video. Well, so, but as I looked at the event, which is May Startup Story, so it's
right.
still called the same thing. It's 11:30 to 1, and it's still going to be at the partnership's office.
Right.
You can still register for it. And it says live recording of Startup Stories DSM podcast. This time it's featuring Little Sidekicks by Amy, I think it's Voss is
yep.
her name. And so she's created a baby product that is in 3,000 stores now.
You know, we had her on months ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I remember.
Yeah, Little Sidekicks. Sure, yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so anyway, but the point is that I thought
I should go find that podcast and play it just for kicks and giggles. I think I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to include it. I will. I'm going to include it in this week's stuff ahead of Mike.
That'll be funny. Oh, you're going to replay the podcast.
Yeah,
you
right.
did. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. No, that'll be perfect.
Scoop.
I scooped him. So I think the interesting thing is that when you're thinking about your podcast, in this case, they're just doing it once a month. You can actually do a live studio audience and invite people to it and still record it as a podcast. So that's something that you should think about.
Oh, I do that now.
You do,
I mean,
a
with Out to Lunch.
Oh yeah, because you're doing.
So yeah, we're going Jesse's Embers this month. As a matter of fact,
but do they watch you?
No,
does the restaurant get
free tickets?
Like watch you?
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
they do.
I'm sure they see you doing it, and they're
right,
like,
so
"What the heck
banner.
Is that guy
Yeah, we've
doing?
Got a banner there. We've got the microphones, the whole thing,
but not like a little stage with seating or anything like that.
No.
But
we're not.
Could.
I'm not that pretentious.
You could do like a monthly something or other that you actually.
I'll get back to you on that. Let me put that on my plate.
I've been wanting to do that. We'll talk about that. I'm sure that Phil will help you.
I'm sure he will. Yeah.
Right. So, is leading us then to another special event. This is put on by Fuse DSM. So, by the way, that is the East and South Chamber.
That's right. They now call themselves Fuse.
Yeah, they branded themselves, which is really different because I don't think any of the other chambers necessarily have a special name for themselves.
I don't think so. You know, there's, wait a minute. There's the Avenues. Oh, no, that's mm-hmm. the West Side Chamber. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's a pretty logo. See,
oh, yeah, I like
it. It to you. So a little bit different. It's interesting. The two came together, and then they have this Fuse, which is really, I think, sparked the South and East Side, which, of course, don't get all the attention that downtown and all that kind of stuff get. But they're going to do Toss, which is Taste of the South Side.
Toss.
Taste of the South Side. And that's going to be 5 to 7 p.m. And they're going to be on... Sorry, sir. Let me just back up and make sure I don't have the wrong date as I'm scrolling through here. Looks like that's still on our Wednesday. Holy cow, we got a lot of Wednesday stuff. Yes, that is Wednesday night, okay. 5 to 7. And so we're going to be having the food vendors, our Club 2000, Graziano Brothers, Buffalo Wild Wings, Orlando's, Penny Carroll and Associates, not familiar with that one, Penny Carroll and Associates Fried Tacos, Bordenaro's Pizza, some of these names, you know, been around in
for
Des Moines on the
time.
South Side, yeah, for years. Johnny's Italian Steakhouse, also, and this is the Baymont Inn and Suites, Des Moines Airport, Bordenaro's, and Barada's, even McDonald's is going to participate. El Patron, Tamia and Sons, Shade Tree Bakery, Skip's Angry Goldfish, which is a new little bar. I didn't know they even had food. Hy-Vee and Chocolaterie Stomp.
So, wait. So, what's this all about? So, people are gathering together Wednesday night and they're eating. Is that
you get to have some taste of, and you get to vote. Vote for your favorite restaurateur. Bid to win some of the most unique packages and celebrate Des Moines. They also have a VIP experience from 4 to 5 that you can get in ahead of the rest of the crowd.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. And the volunteer of the year they're going to be talking about is Life Service Alice Banstra. So they're going to be celebrating some volunteerism, too.
Celebrating.
Oh, and also the beverage vendors are bunch of Southside people. Confluence, Peace Tree, Madhouse, Jasper Winery.
This is like the thing to go to Wednesday night. Drop everything, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't need to eat dinner, right?
Yes, not just another thing. Go to Fuse.
Toss. To the toss event. By Fuse. Yes. There you go.
People are listening to this going,
what the hell? What are they talking about? Yeah. Right. So, very cool. Anyway, go to the event. I think they have it on Facebook, too. So, if you can want to go to my DSMBizMixer.com and you can click on the link and get all the details, or you can find it on Facebook. So, then that leads us to the fact that Thursday on the 17th is the free co-working at Gravitate in Valley Junction. So, you know, they do the first Friday downtown. And they do the third Thursday.
I spent
Valley Junction
3 days with Jeff Wood in D.C., as a matter of fact.
Oh, were you guys together? Okay, yeah. Perfect. So on that day, they have free co-working in Valley Junction. So if you've ever wanted to check out that location.
Very nice.
They have their May Open Coffee also. This is the West Des Moines Incubator event. So the incubator is in Gravitate. And they have co-working all day, but they also have what they call the May Open Coffee, which is technically a West Des Moines incubator event that they do on the same day. And that's 8 a.m. in the morning. So, and then they do have their community happy hour also, which will be at 4:30. So you can drop by at that time as well. So that's what we got going on.
Wow.
This week. Oh, and of course, we mentioned Entrefest at the top of the
Thursday and Friday, right?
Thursday and Friday.
All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, talking about networking and entrepreneurial events here in the greater Des Moines metro and in Cedar Rapids this week. Thanks, Laura.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
I'm going to bed.
You're going to bed now?
We took this trip to D.C.
Right.
And we were just going every single minute. And not a lot of fun, a lot of work.
Oh,
just a lot of conversation.
And tell me, what was that whole event about, just for people that might not have
there was
want to
there,
catch
there
it
were 200
the...
of us that went from the greater Des Moines metro, central Iowa, to Washington, D.C. as part of the greater Des Moines partnership DMDC 2018 event, meeting with congresspeople, congressional staff, all talking about economic development. We were very interested from the aspect of Windsor Heights with regard to the University Avenue redesign project.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And grants and funding and all kinds of things. So it was a fabulous thing. We actually had, we got a shout out to my homies in Windsor Heights. We actually had a Windsor Heights delegation for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was like 10 of us.
So this is what happens when you have the fourth largest chamber in the nation, is that you really can take that power and even go to D.C. and start affecting change and looking into grants and things that can help empower businesses right here in Des Moines.
Yeah, it's just an amazing event. This is the 39th annual, as a matter of fact. And earlier in the broadcast, I had some reflections on that and some of the comments.
What's it called?
It's called DMDC.
Oh, DMDC. Yeah. Okay. All right. There we go.
All right, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, we got to clang on out of here because it's nigh on to time. We are out of time for today, but we will be back with more of the Business News Hour on your time. So we're no longer just segmented to between 5 and 6 o'clock. You can pick this up all the time, and we do this Monday through Friday, and now on Sundays on News Talk KXEL in Waterloo. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, thanks so much for clicking through. Have a good evening.